Colonial History and Independence. In the context of the long history of Congo, Rwanda, and Burundi, the colonial period was brief. Yet, it was decisive in the evolution of post-colonial societies in the three countries and for the perception of them in Belgium. The museum's collections are curated by Europeans. It therefore remains a challenge to narrate the colonial history from an African point of view. Historian Mathieu Zana Etambala takes you on a tour of this room.
My name is Mathieu Zana Etambala, and as a historian, I've been connected to the Africa Museum for many years. In the first module, at the top of the stairs, the history of Congo is placed in a long-term perspective, starting from the 16th century. Chains evoke the fate of millions of Africans who were victims of the transatlantic slave trade. The Atlantic Ocean became Africans' largest graveyard. Not only human ebony, but also ivory were coveted products from the Black Continent. The elephant population was severely depleted for the production of piano keys and billiard balls in Europe.
The period 1876
to 1908 is addressed next in another major module. 1876 is a key date, because on the one hand, King Leopold II convened a geographical conference in his palace, attended by well-known European explorers and presidents of various European geographical societies. On the other hand, Henry Morton Stanley, the last great European explorer of Africa, arrived in the area that later, in 1885, was to become the Congo Free State, with Leopold II as its sovereign. The colonial ambitions of Leopold II are not covered up here. An act de soumission, or act of submission, shows that this was an era of conquest and occupation for the Congolese. This conquest was certainly not without violence. From the outset, there was resistance among the Congolese population. Leopold's land and trade policies, whereby numerous concession companies were granted policing and financial rights to facilitate the exploitation of ivory and rubber and the collection of taxes, led to outrageous atrocities being committed against the Congolese population. There were, however, protests against the King's Congo policy. On the one hand, Anglo-Saxon Protestant missionaries publicized the atrocities. The result was the founding of the Congo Reform Association, headed by the British Edmund Dean Morrell.
Sous l'égide du Britannique Edmund Dean Morrell. D'autre part,
on the other hand, there was fierce criticism inside Belgium as well. In this room, reference is made to the Jesuit moral theologian Arthur Vermeersch and to Professor Félicien Cartier of the Free University of Brussels, who in 1906 wrote respectively La question congolaise and La situation sur l'état indépendant du Congo. Other important human rights activists were the socialist leader Émile van der Velde, the progressive liberal Georges Laurent, and especially the magistrate Stanislas Lefranc, who served in the Congo Free State from 1901 to 1907.
Une place toute particulière en tant qu'activiste des droits de l'homme.
These protests formed the basis of the debate about Belgium's takeover of the Congo Free State, which eventually happened in 1908.